One of the biggest overhauls of Indigenous land rights since the Mabo judgment will see Victoria settle native title claims out of court to streamline the system. Traditional owners will be able to negotiate directly with the state, saving the headaches of onerous cases in the federal court. The state government says that dispossession is the story that most defines Australia and one it must make good. Rachel Brown reports.
Victoria's Attorney General Rob Hull says it's been 17 years since the landmark Mabo judgment, yet a decade has been lost along the way in terms of progress. Minister Hull says the nation has a lot of catching up to do and Victoria's shake-up of land rights will help.
Negotiations can take place directly with the state outside the court process. We believe that this will lead to much quicker resolution of claims. It will save a lot of pain and heartache for traditional owners, and also it will save costs as well.
Damien Bell, who chairs the Gunditjmara Traditional Owners Organisation, says the new framework mirrors one his group used to negotiate the restoration of Lake Conda in Victoria's southwest. He says the group's partnership with the state government has seen the birth of many projects at the lake.
What isn't happening? We're restoring Lake Conda, which has been drained for over 50 years. We achieved National Heritage listing. We're going for World Heritage listing. It's also generated employment. We would have about an extra 5 to 10 extra jobs on the ground within the community.
So you can see that system now perhaps benefiting projects right across the state?
Definitely, definitely. Today's announcement provides certainty in a good way. Before, certainty meant extinguishment, but this doesn't mean that. Certainty is certainty of partnerships, hopefully certainty of resources and certainty of the future.
Does it remove a lot of headaches too? Because court processes can be very onerous and frustrating and some people might just throw their hands up in the air and give up.
The process under the federal court is very onerous. It's very taxing on people, particularly our elders. We were lucky to get through, although we did lose people along the way. But after 11 years, we reached our consent determination through the federal court.
The Native Title Act was never going to deliver on the aspirations of Aboriginal people. If we keep going down the legalistic path, it will take over 55 years before we resolve native title claims in Victoria. If we adopt this framework, 90% of all native title claims here in Victoria could be resolved within 10 years.
Aboriginal groups will be able to forge agreements with the state government to manage or jointly manage Crown land, including national parks. The settlements could also include access to natural resources, support for cultural development, and compensation for land grievances. Mr. Hull says he hopes the aspirations of traditional owners can finally be realised and the seeds of economic development sown.
If we're serious about an economic future for Aboriginal people in this state and in this country, we've got to get land title right. We've got to get this native title business sorted out once and for all.
Graeme Atkinson from the Land Justice Group says the economic benefits that will be unlocked will be mind-boggling.
Today is a red letter day. It is a historical day for race relations in this state, if not the whole of Australia.
Could you give some example of the types of partnerships that we could see in the future?
There are many third-party stakeholders, Minerals Council of Australia, and many more that are lining up to do business with traditional owners. We want to engage with the economic system. We don't want to be out marginalised. We want to be in there as equal partners.
Australian of the Year Mick Dodson chaired a committee that helped develop the reforms. He says the beauty of the new system is that Indigenous communities can make their own decisions about their future.
Not the state, the Land Justice Group, not Native Title Services. This framework clearly and plainly puts the question of engagement and consent with the local people.
And Mr. Dodson is confident their claims will receive as much attention as they would in court.
The state and the traditional owners have developed a culture of how to agree. That's a significant breakthrough. I feel greatly honoured to have been part of the process, but you know, I was the mere chair, you know, to keep the brawls at a manageable level, if you like. To get very senior bureaucrats and traditional owners to come to a consensus on a report for a radical change, a revolutionary change to the way things are done in Victoria was no mean achievement.
Professor Mick Dodson from the Native Title Settlement Framework Steering Committee, ending that report by Rachel Brown.